Well, if Bill can get his manure together here, let me find
Unless the
right...
the commissioner's reports are too long.
Okay. I'm looking for the... this is executive. I'm looking for the statement here. There's one I need.
It's very front of your book.
Okay. Well, let me see what I'm doing wrong then. It's very front of my book. There we go.
You got it?
You got it.
Okay.
We are going to, at 16 after, March 18th, this is the regular meeting with Port of Sayous Law Commission. Present, we have Commission Chair Terry Duman, Mike Buchwald, Craig Zalizzi, Rob Ward, and Bill Meyer. We have anybody signed up for public comment?
No.
Okay, we have nobody signed up for public comment, so I don't need to read the rules for that. Action from executive session, there is none needed. Approval of the agenda by consent, does anybody have any additions or deletions or comments on the agenda?
I'd just like to make a motion to approve.
I hear a motion to approve from Rob Ward. Do I hear a second?
It's just consent. There's no motion.
Okay. Just consent. All right. Our parliamentarian says since we had no objection to the agenda, it is by consent. Approval of the minutes. Again, same thing. Any modifications or corrections to the minutes? Hearing none, minutes are approved by unanimous consent. Approval of the financials by consent, but we're going to turn this over to Kelly Stewart to give us a brief overview of the financials.
Checks printed in February were $60,066.42. And occupancy for the campground was up 10% and mortgage was up 1%.
Oh, occupancy was 10% year over year, huh?
10%, yeah.
Okay, good. Did everybody hear Kelly's brief overview of the financials? Do I have any comments, any questions? Hearing none, then it is approved by unanimous consent. Moving on to item five, manager's report. David, what would you, what comments do you have today?
We've been getting done quite a few of our projects that were on our budget from last year. We've done dock repair that we've completed at the Mapleton dock. I still intend on taking two of our old benches that were on the boardwalk and putting them on the dock up there. I think it would...
Oh, that'd be a nice addition.
It would make it nice, but we're done with the dock repair up there. We've finished the finger docks here on the boat ramp. I think we still have some money budgeted left for that project that we intend on going a little bit further with that at this point.
That was a good write-up, Sandy David, on those finger docks in the picture. Front page above the fold. That was very good.
We're getting ready. We've been doing repairs to the blue building. I don't know if you've seen it.
I saw some work on the west side there.
Yeah, we're doing some gutter repair now, and we're going to paint the building. So that should happen pretty quick as soon as we get a good break in the weather.
Okay.
I'm thinking about color right now. Our intention...
It's the blue building, David.
Well,
what's the, okay.
Our intention was to change it to the color of our port office and restrooms, but the more I think about that, that's awful brownish tan. I don't want the first thing you see looking like a big turd when you pull into the port of
You mean baby shit brown. We don't want...
And so,
I guess there's nobody attending our meeting. But it's being recorded.
Our
intention
brown.
Is to go with some kind of coastal gray at this point. We've been told that it should cover that blue fairly easy. We'll be using a two coat primer process. It's a metal paint, and we'll actually color the primer. The first coat and then go over it with another coat on the final. So I don't know if any of you have any ideas on color, if that sounds good to you.
I'd like to see them. I have some very close friends, in fact, neighbors that look over that building. Yeah. So
let's make it bright red. We'll call it a channel marker.
Green.
Go ahead. I heard somebody.
No,
go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to. Didn't Harvin have someone that the art commission wanted to do a mural?
We had another person.
I had talked to. Why can't I think of his name right now? He did the mural on the old.
Clausen's building, the wheelhouse.
He's good.
Yeah. And he had brought me a couple of proposals at one time with some different images on there that would do probably about half of the boat launch site, so it would be the west side of the blue building.
That'd be cool.
That would be really
cool.
But
it wasn't free. It was,
no, we'd have to raise money.
Yeah.
And we'd have to get permission from the city.
he's the same one that touched up and did the ICM mural. He did the
I wonder if he's going to do on Lovejoy's. You know, Lovejoy's is doing a mural, and they did go through.
Can't I think of his name?
But I know who you're talking about.
If we did a mural on the side of that building, and then we decided to turn that into take it down and put up a building like you guys have talked about before, a pub or restaurant or something like that, how would that work?
I don't know. I think it has to live in perpetuity. You can't touch it. I don't know. I can ask.
Of course, if we bought it, if we had to pay for it,
no, I think we have a right to tear it down.
Everybody knows it's an eyesore at this point. It needs a
But I really don't understand why, if we own that building and we're paying it, why we would have to get permission to put a mural up there. I'm going on record as objecting to that, even though I'm part of the city fatherhood.
Why don't you take that objection to the city council meeting?
When it comes up, I will. I'll make it an issue.
I would have objected to Central Link and PUDs.
Would I.
Yeah, I think we all would have that one.
I figured that one out.
Yeah.
Well, nobody else has.
Yeah.
That's a very sore subject, but I'm glad I didn't. I wasn't approval.
There is a sign code. I'm not familiar with it at this point, but
you would need permission to put a mural on there.
That's okay. Well, that's a corrugated building, isn't it?
Yeah. Hmm.
But I would like to see the colors.
Okay.
Sincerely,
I will run a few colors by you then, Bill.
Yeah, and make sure there are. Yeah. Yes. I would like to look at the colors.
We're trying to go with something not as dark, more lighter in color, not the brown.
I'll refrain from using obscene comment.
I don't know if we want to go with any dark blue color or not. Although that's
a building, it'll condensate.
Sky blue.
But our idea was to go with some kind of coastal gray. Keep a white trim on it, something easy.
I have an artist friend that also overlooks that building. I'm going to also consult her.
All right.
I don't know if you remember Terry or Androsky and the kind of work he did. She's also very.
Okay.
But I'm going to chat with Cheryl.
Okay.
Anything more? Mr. David.
Just remember the Pacific Coast Congress and the Harbor Masters.
I'm going,
convention.
Yeah, I've got my reservation.
Other than that, I can't think of anything else.
Any updates on the kayak boat ramps?
Oh, yeah, I've sent in the letter, grant letter. I've yet it's pretty much, I'm not going to say 100%, but there's a very good chance that we will get the funds for that. So it's in the process, it's in the works. I've sent everything that I was informed to send it at this point. So we've got estimates, we've got docks picked out, and just in the process of them cutting us a check at this point, as far as I know.
Good. So. And the only other question I have is the bulkhead repair area, is that going to, you think that's going to survive before we are able to do something?
I sure hope. It's still, you know, the process is long. We're hoping for a 100% funded project. And
you know, you might want to, I wonder if we ought to invite Boomer down again, show him that area, and ask him if he has access to anything that would help. Because he said that, I was talking to him the other day, he said that in his first term here, he's brought in about $35 million to his district, which is much more than the city of Florence. Huh. And none of it has come to Florence.
But he also said because we didn't ask for any money, we didn't get any.
Well, but that's not my point. The point is that he seems to have potentially access to funds, and he could be a conduit to some funding to fix that area. So I think it would be worthwhile to show him it. Sure. Ask him if there's anything he can do.
But we have to ask, otherwise, it would be good to... I was reading an article 2 or 3 days ago about a bulkhead up in Newport. And they were talking about funding it because it was about ready, and they got 100% funding on it.
That's what we're trying to do, the same thing at this point.
So. All right.
They had a little more
Jack working on that?
Yes. Yep.
Well, good. I'm glad that glad you raised that issue. Any other issues? I have nothing, nothing to report. I've caused enough trouble already. Any other commissioners have? Terry, any last shots? Anything to report? Mike, how's everything up in Mapleton?
Everything's good in Mapleton.
Good. You noticed that David took care of your dock, and I was glad to see that.
I did notice some work done on it.
Then that's, I appreciate him getting up there on that. Okay, I have no other comments. Any last shots?
I know you guys probably already know, but I am a new member of the Florence City Council, or will be sworn in on Monday.
Congratulations.
And
he's a glutton for punishment.
And I did see a county commissioner sign up just south of Florence on Highway 101. You got my vote, Terry.
There'll be more up the Mapleton way, too.
All right. Any other comments? If not, we're going to close the meeting. The meeting is adjourned.
Great.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.